This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 25th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across much of Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a night stroll. Meanwhile, in Haifa, a light breeze offers a comfortable atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has arrested over 70 terror suspects in a West Bank operation following a deadly shooting near Gilad Farm that killed two Israelis, including an IDF officer. Also, Walla notes a wave of arrests in Judea and Samaria. IDF, Shin Bet, and border police forces operated overnight, detaining Hamas activists and suspects planning attacks. Also this hour, I-24 News informs us that the Houthis have claimed responsibility for a missile attack on a Saudi city after the kingdom struck targets in Yemen earlier today. Separately, from Forward, we learn that Trump's new deal with Saudi Arabia, which grants the kingdom a pathway toward a civilian nuclear program, is being viewed as a setback for Israel. And finally, JTA highlights that while summer brings school breaks and surfing in Israel, fears of impending war are rising amid heightened regional tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a journalist, reported just minutes ago that armed Israeli settlers attacked the village of Susya in the West Bank. A Palestinian man seized a weapon from an Israeli settler without shooting anyone. The Israeli army now labels him a terrorist. In a post from Middle East 24, the Houthi militia has released a video threatening destructive strikes on Saudi oil infrastructure. They claim they have enough missile and drone capabilities to target key Saudi energy sites, raising regional security concerns. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today that Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Prince Faisal bin Farhan, discussed efforts to reduce regional escalation with his Pakistani counterpart, focusing on the security of Gulf waterways and the Red Sea. Now for more on those stories, starting with the West Bank operation. According to the Jerusalem Post, Israeli forces conducted a widespread operation following a fatal shooting incident. The operation targeted areas with known Hamas activity, emphasizing Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle terror networks. The arrests highlight the tensions and ongoing security challenges in the region. Turning to the situation involving the Houthis, I-24 News reports that the missile attack on a Saudi city follows the kingdom's earlier strikes on Yemen. This exchange marks a significant escalation, with potential repercussions for regional stability as Saudi Arabia navigates threats to its energy infrastructure. The situation underscores the fragile state of peace in the Arabian Peninsula. Meanwhile, the Forward discusses the implications of the US-Saudi deal on nuclear technology. The arrangement is seen as undermining Israel's security interests, reflecting shifting alliances in the region. This development could alter the balance of power and influence Israel's diplomatic strategies moving forward. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the Welfare Ministry and Sheba Medical Center are investing 25 million shekels to establish an innovation branch. This initiative aims to integrate cutting-edge technologies and artificial intelligence into welfare services, potentially transforming the sector's efficiency. Separately, CTEC highlights Greece's approval of a $4 billion deal involving Israeli air defense systems. This includes the development of the Achilles Shield Network, showcasing the growing defense collaboration between the two nations as Greece advances its military modernization. And finally, Israel Hayom Business indicates that oil prices have surged past $90 per barrel following Houthi attacks on Saudi oil tankers. This escalation underscores the ongoing geopolitical tensions in the Gulf, impacting global oil markets and investor sentiments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.